Travel Talk with Visit Spain. Discover the smile of the sun in the Canary Islands because you deserve Spain.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.
And you're welcome to Travel Talk. And my guest this morning is Graeme McQueen, the Media Relations Manager at the Dublin Airport, DAA. Graeme, nice to talk to you.
You too, Ed. Thanks for having me on.
The airport has been under the spotlight in the last few weeks, Graeme, I suppose, with a lot of people, of course, experiencing delays and some people even missing flights and a lot of stress and grief. I suppose just first of all, I mean, what was the reason? Everyone has a kind of idea. Now, what was the reason, do you think, Graeme, that this all just came together all of a sudden?
Yeah, it's a perfect storm, really, Ed. I mean, what's happening at the moment really is that there's a massive bounce back in airline activity. People want to fly again. You know, we've come out of COVID restrictions quicker than anybody expected. You look at every analyst report from the last sort of 18 months, they were all predicting the kind of bounce back that we've seen. They were expecting this to happen next year or even the year after, but it's came back much quicker. We're up around 15% higher in terms of passenger numbers than where we thought we would be. And, you know, as a business, as an airport, we're trying to react to that. We're trying to beef up our staff as quickly as we can. The fact is we are a bit behind where we need to be. So we're going through a very rapid recruitment process at the moment in order to get our security staff in particular where it needs to be. We've got about 600 at the moment. We probably need to get up to around 900. And the process to do that is ongoing. I think in the last 2 weeks alone, actually, someone was telling me yesterday that we've done 500 interviews with people. About 200 of those are being taken through to the next stage. So progress is being made. We're going to see security staff coming on board. And once they do, that'll mean that the queues move much quicker in the airports. People will get through quicker, and hopefully we won't be seeing the pictures and hearing the stories that we have over the last few weeks about, you know, it taking so long and sadly some people missing their flights. Although I would emphasize that we've been able to keep, you know, flights being missed to a minimum, but look, we're striving for that to get even better over the weeks to come. So hopefully people will start to see an improvement in the coming weeks.
I went to London last week and I was flying at 12 o'clock and I went through in 20 minutes. I had friends yesterday that went to Poland and they were delayed for quite a while. And then other people I know went to Italy last Sunday. Again, it was kind of midday and they were fine. So it seems to be is it just certain times are affected more than others, Graeme?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, we're getting a lot of that from passengers, actually. We see a lot of social media activity as well as all the noise about people who've been delayed. There's a lot of people contacting us to say that it worked really well. I mean, right now, it's as I look at it, it's kind of 12 o'clock in the day and the queue times in the two terminals I can see here are around 15 minutes. That's where we'd ideally like to be. That's pretty good for any airport standards. But as you say, at peak times, you know, especially that first wave in the morning, between the hours of, say, 3 o'clock in the morning and 6 o'clock before that first wave, where we've got about 95 flights go out in a 2 hour period, it's really, really busy in the airport. People were struggling to get through in time to make their flight. So we've had to adjust our security times and things like that to accommodate those people. The other thing that was happening as well was people were hearing and seeing pictures about queues at the airport. And there was a little bit of panic set in, I think, and people were coming to the airport for later flights in the morning a little bit too early. So that was just adding to the queues. So that's improved in the last few days. We've been tinkering with our messaging a bit and really emphasizing to people that we want them to come up to 3.5 hours before, but you don't need to come much earlier than that. We will get you through if you come 3.5 hours before. So that messaging is getting in, and hopefully we're going to see a continued improvement through Easter and then into the weeks to come as well.
And of course, this weekend, there's over 500,000 passengers going through the airport, Graeme. So basically the advice is, as you said there, about 3.5 hours and go out early. That's really the advice, is it?
Yeah, exactly. So we're 500,000 due in total to go through the airport. That's arrivals and departures. In terms of departures, people going through to get flights through the airport, that's going to be about 250,000. You know, you're talking anywhere between 80,000 and 100,000 passengers a day. So big numbers, you know, traveling through the airport. You know, so we're having to adjust to that. We're making sure that we've got the maximum number of security lanes open Open this weekend. And I think it's important to note as well, this just isn't a Dublin issue. I think Dublin Airport has had its problems, but we're seeing these problems, you know, crop up all over the place. Copenhagen, yeah, yeah. Berlin, Munich, the London airports are all seeing it. Some of the American airports are seeing it. Australia as well, as it reopens. Just there's this thirst and this pent-up demand for airline travel at the moment that we didn't think was going to come as quickly as it has, and as an industry and worldwide as an industry, we're having to react to that. And that's just going to take a bit of time. But look, we're getting there. Progress is being made. We're certainly doing all we can to adapt our operations as they stand to make sure that we can get passengers through. And as we continue to add more staff over the coming weeks, then people will start to notice a real improvement.
Okay, Graham. Well, there we have it, Carol. There's the advice. Thanks a million. That's Graham McQueen there, the Media Relations Manager from the DAA.
Travel Talk with Visit Spain. Discover the smile of the sun in the Canary Islands because you deserve Spain.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.